really fascinating band, Cricket Tell the Weather. They have a brand new album out, their second. The first one was named for the band, Cricket Tell the Weather. The second one is called Tell the Story Right. Andrea Asparelli is going to be our guest. Let me tell you a little bit about my introduction to Cricket Tell the Weather. It came at a campsite at Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival several years ago. I would like to say it was dark. I will say that. I'd like to say it was illuminated by a campfire. It was not. We were illuminated by the best fluorescent lanterns available. And out of the darkness comes a member of the band of Cricket Tell the Weather, and he says, Ryan Cavanaugh, who was seated next to me at the time, said you would want to hear this. And I heard it, and I know why Ryan said it. And I listened to it driving back home. They now have a new album out. You've heard cuts from that first album on this program before. They have a new album out, Tell the Story Right. Recently, I ran into, had the good fortune to sit and speak with Andrea Asparelli, who put the band together, is really the guiding force, I think, my words, not hers, behind all the creation that goes into this band, and chatted with her for a while about the band and about this brand new album, Tell the Story. They're all such talented musicians. The sources they pull in to put the music together that you will hear on this program and on this brand new album, Tell the Story Right, is so appropriate for this program. I can't tell you that it fits. Nothing fits better than Cricket Tell the Story into this format. And you're going to enjoy hearing from Andrea. As a matter of fact, we're going to start you off with a tune by Regina Spektor that they recorded on the brand new album, Tell the Story Right. We're going to play Samson for you and just give you an idea of the broad scope of what they pull in and the talent and musicianship that they do. You're going to enjoy hearing from Andrea. This is a real treat. I'd say a couple years ago, I got exposed to Cricket Tell the Weather, and I have that album. The listeners of Unreal Bluegrass have heard cuts from it, and now I'm sitting here with a member of Cricket Tell the Weather, Andrea Asparelli. Have a brand new album coming out, Tell the Story Right. How are you?
I'm great. Down here at IBMA, and it's a great week.
I'm so excited that you came over to talk to me, because I really, really enjoy Cricket Tell the Weather. I love that what you guys are doing. I love what you bring into the music. And I want you to explain a little bit, because it might be beyond my words to describe all the influences in the music, but I love this sound. I love what you guys do and what you're trying to do. So let's do that. We'll also talk about Tell the Story Right.
Sure. I mean, I think it's hard for me to put it into words, too, but I'm going to try. I look everywhere for my influences. I discovered bluegrass probably in my early 20s. I was about 20, and that was about 10 years ago. So I have a lot of different influences that have come through me, and I just like exploring whatever sounds good. So on this album, you'll hear... old spirituals. There's If I Had My Way, I'd Tear This Building Down, which was done by Blind Willie Johnson, and later Reverend Gary Davis. There's also Little David Play on Your Harp, which is I first heard Bessie Jones and the Georgia Sea Island Singers do. Great a cappella version of that. So there's sort of deep roots in it that way, but I also really appreciate honest songwriting and wherever I can get it. So you get that in a lot of old blues music, and you get that in a lot of really great songwriters, current songwriters too. So on this album you have Regina Spektor, who's a fantastic songwriter, and Laura Marling, who is an English singer-songwriter, and she's fantastic too. So if anybody has something good to say, I'm down.
Where do you hear all this stuff?
Oh, I don't know. Bluegrass, I've always just heard playing it. I mean, I've been in, around in a lot of different bluegrass communities and moved around a bit. Lived in England, in Canterbury, and there's actually a lot of people there. I mean, you're giving me a face.
I love this so much. If I'm giving you a face, it's that I'm so happy that you're describing these influences, because I really do like it.
Oh, I love it. There was actually a really big, notable to me, folk and bluegrass American traditional music scene in England when I lived there. And so I learned music from them. I learned music when I came back. I lived in Western Massachusetts. I went to school in Western Mass. And when I was there, I was playing in a band, and there's just a lot of bluegrass and old time around there. And then I moved up to Syracuse, New York, and there was bluegrass and jam music up there, and some great songwriters and some great women songwriters and women musicians that were really encouraging of me. And then when I got And then I moved down to Connecticut, and again, just great bluegrass scenes. I mean, you wouldn't think, you know, when I say these places, you're not like, oh, these are the, you know, the heartland bluegrass.
I know, and I'm always amazed by this also, that all of the bluegrass and acoustic and folk music that's in that northeast part of the country.
Yeah.
I mean, it may be more concentrated there, and I don't know if it's because the summer is so active because it gets so cold, but I've never understood it, but there's so much great music up there.
There is, and there's great people and great communities that want to play it. So, you know, I mean, I grew up a classical violinist, classical musician, and so at some point I decided I didn't want to play classical somewhere in high school, but, you know, I'd put all of this time and effort into learning this instrument, and so I sort of started looking around for, you know, I really liked Celtic music, so I started fiddling with that, and then I just started playing with people. And I started playing with people in bands when I was about, 18 or 19, and all of those people have influenced me musically, and then, you know, outside of that, anybody who has a good idea is very inspiring to me, so whether they be songwriters or writers or novelists, anything like that.
See, now this is, I'm smiling, you can't see this, but I'm having such a good time because I hear you talk about these influences, and you just said writers, and you just, and literature, and all these things that influence you that then wind up into your music. I think that's just remarkable. I think a lot more people do that than are able to express it. I think, because I think we're all humans, and we hear things, and we read things, and it influences our attitudes, but I love the fact that you hear this music, and you read these things, and you expose yourself, and it winds up coming out in music. Wonderful stuff that we have from Cricket Tell the Weather. Let's get to that.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, and I mean, and this, the title of this album is Tell the Story Right. And it is, you know, I drift to story songs. I really like them. I really like just lyric-driven songs. So a lot of, I took a lot of inspiration from writers and from novelists when I write my lyrics.
Let's talk about who's in the band. Then we're going to talk a little bit more about this new CD, which I know I'm going to love because I like Cricket Tell the Weather anyway, because I have the old one. It was given to me at a campfire. And that's the truth, up at Grey Fox. It was so nice, and it's been in my playlist since then. So I didn't know what it was then. And it's handed to me over a campfire. It sounds like some kind of story you would read. But I mean, I loved it driving home, and it's in my playlist. So now I get this other one from you. So let's talk about the band a little bit, how they came together. Then I want to talk about this album.
Sure. So the band is we generally perform as a four-piece. And, you know, since moving to Brooklyn, New York, I've ended up working with a number of different musicians. So on this album, you know, I perform out with a couple different people on banjo and on guitar and on bass. And so on this album features all of those people that come out with me. So we've got Doug Goldstein on banjo. We have on guitar Jeff Picker and also Mike Robinson. Then on bass is Dave Speranza and Sam Weber. And then mixing the album and helping out a lot with production and all sorts of things are Jason Borisoff. And he's been a collaborator and a co-songwriter with me for many, many years. And he is getting into recording engineering, so he really helped out with this album. The history of the band, though, we have met all these people through bluegrass festivals, really, and through the scene in Brooklyn. You know, it's a really tight-knit and really, but tight-knit but growing scene, which is really in community, which is really nice and really encouraging to be around so many great musicians, part of so many great projects. So, I met all these people through either festivals or through the New York scene, and we started as a project in 2013. At the end of that year, we won the Fresh Grass Award at Mass MoCA North Adams, which was really great just for us to be able to get out there a little bit more and play more in the Northeast. So really, really excited to have this new album.
You have on here, and you keep looking at me like, why is he making me answer these questions? but I have to do this. So now, as you're speaking, I get a chance to look at some of the credits. So I see, and I know your classical background now, and I look at the people playing. You have cellos and violas. You that must be something you pull from your classical, or maybe not. Maybe it's just something you read about. But I mean, are those type of instruments something that you bring into the band sound? Is it something that you learned growing up? Or these are not your typical bluegrass instrumentations, and I've not heard this yet, but I, you understand what I'm saying? With your string, you almost have a string section, so to speak, that we wouldn't normally find in a bluegrass.
Yeah, well, it's maybe deceptive on first look because we only have cello and viola on the last track.
Well, I saw that.
Yeah, well, and it is, for that track, we have these musicians that are just around. So, I had, Jason actually wrote string parts for that last song that we co-wrote together. And that was the one that I was telling you about earlier, that we found these lyrics out of a newspaper from 1865. It was this anonymously written, unattributed poem.
Stop there, because what were you doing reading a newspaper from 1865?
Well, I played in a band called Five in the Chamber in Connecticut, and the lead singer, Ken McKeown, is just a collector of everything. He just goes around to all of these old, like, yard sales or vintage sales, whatever, everywhere, and he's just picking through stuff. And he came over one night for rehearsal, and he just had a stack of these papers, and they're not even newspapers. They're sort of like, they were like dailies or weeklies or monthlies, like, stories. They were just story installations that were published. And so, yeah, he had a bunch of them from 1865, and he said, hey, do you want them? And I'm like, well, I was like, what are you going to do with them? He was like, I don't know, I'll throw them out. And I was like, no, don't throw it out, it's from 1865. Like, I'll take it. And so now I've just been carrying around this, like, big stack of oversized folio papers from 1865. And so at least, if I can put it on an album, sort of justifies me keeping them around. But here, I'll show you something.
Okay.
We've got the album in front of us.
Oh, look.
And,
don't break it, because it's my only copy.
I've got more, don't worry.
Okay,
here we go.
Oh, look at that.
You can open it up, and you can see that the last song, the last track is called Eugenia.
Okay.
And this is the actual, an actual copy that's torn of it being torn out of the newspaper. We didn't actually tear it out. That's just an effect.
Good. No newspapers were harmed in the production of.
No. I sent my housemate who did the artwork for this album, which is beautiful. I sent her a copy of the sheet, and she printed it out, and she stained it with coffee, so it looked like it was old. And then she tore it up, and she put it underneath the CD.
I am enjoying this. The thought and the effort put it. This to me is just. And like I said, I know the music. I don't know this album, but I know what you've done, because I've heard it before and I've seen you perform before. And I'm just very excited that this new one is coming out. And I don't mean to cut you off, but I love the fact that you did that. I'm looking at all these books on the back. I love album art. I got a feeling your album art is not a mistake.
Oh, no, this album art, sometimes I think that the album art is my favorite part of it, and I shouldn't think that because, there's the music part, but I...
Because you could just be making postcards.
I know. Well, I just really appreciate Eileen Alcalde, who was my housemate and friend, and she did this artwork, and she painted it by hand and did collage work with it, and then we took high-res photos of it. So if you look closely, you can see all the texture of everything that she did with it. And, I kind of told her what I wanted on the front. I was like, I want a window. I want a cricket looking out of it. I want a bookshelf. And then she made in texture and color. She conveyed exactly how I feel about this album and just she got the emotions right on just the texture and the color. And
that's a big cricket.
It's a big cricket. Yeah.
Or very little windows. I don't know which by perspective, but I'm guessing it's a larger than average cricket.
I think it's a larger than average cricket. But, maybe we're somewhere, somewhere very rural and there's big insects.
Where giant crickets are the norm.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
They haven't been stamped out.
I'm so excited that you dropped by. We can talk about this album more. I haven't heard it yet, but I know what Cricket Tell the Weather is, and I think you've expressed your approach to making music, and I'm very excited to hear this. And I love the fact you have all these influences and that you use them all to put them into music. I'm really excited to hear this. I
don't know what else to say except when you came over and I thought
I know this band. I didn't know you, because I didn't recognize you. But I'm so excited that Cricket Tell the Weather is still recording, and that you have a new album, Tell the Story Right.
Well, thank you so much. It was really lovely to come by and see you and talk to you. This has been, I'm going off of like 0 hours of sleep last night, but this has been very engaging.
See, and that's what I want. I want you to be the most vulnerable. So if I can, you can be sleep deprived and come to me, then I can get you to say whatever I want.
I've got no filter right now. I don't have enough energy for a filter.
And here I am running out of time and you have no filter on this question. Well, okay, let's you probably have a website, I bet.
I do. It's crickettelltheweather.com or crickometer.com if you want to go there. They're both the same.
If you're into the whole brevity thing.
Yeah. We like to cater to all, you know?
So they can probably find out where they can probably find out where you're going to perform?
Yeah, we have our shows listed on our website, and you can listen to the album everywhere that albums are. So you can, it's on iTunes and Apple Music, and it's on Amazon, it's on Spotify, everywhere you can listen to it.
This has been a blast. Andrea Asparelli.
That's right.
Thank you of Cricket Tell the Weather. Brand new album, Tell the Story Right. I'm so excited. I'm so happy that you waited. Because they were clearing us out of this room and you waited. I'm so glad that you did.
I'm glad I did too.
Thank you so much. You just heard Andrea Asparelli of Cricket Tell the Weather. Tell the story behind that. And you got to listen to that. We had so much fun. We talked before and after these actual recorded events. And I did enjoy so much sitting and speaking with her and having her explain the musical influences. Cricket Tell the Weather, the brand new album, is called Tell the Story Right. That is, in fact, the song. If you think back to that chat that we had that was culled from an 1865 newspaper recording of some event that somebody carried around, and now Andrea carries them around because it's her duty. Thanks so much, Andrea.